Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Today, the United Way celebrates 100 years of service, and the mayor is on hand. RFPs for 241 Main Street Indian Orchard are solicited. Eversource launches Turtlepalooza. Springfield PD looking for help in two hit and runs. And the Asparagus Festival is back in Hadley, the asparagus capital of the world, and it's all just ahead. Today, partly sunny, chance of an afternoon shower, high about 76, a little bit warmer. Winds are west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. The chance of rain is about 40%. Tonight, showers, a low near 56. The winds 5 to 10 from the west to northwest. Humidity, 65%. Mayor Sarno will join with the United Way of the Pioneer Valley for their 100th anniversary celebration luncheon at the Springfield Sheraton today. Mayor Sarno will be presenting a proclamation to celebrate this centennial celebration. The mayor will also present a special proclamation to Springfield's own and former New York City First Lady, Charlene McRae, for her efforts championing humanitarian and social causes, most notably mental health awareness and support. The mayor will also attend the Hispanic American Institute's special reception with Executive Office of Housing and Economic Development Secretary Michael Keneally and Assistant Secretary Juan Vega today. Springfield has issued requests for proposals for the purchase and redevelopment of 241 Main Street Indian Orchard. The building at 241 Main is a mixed-use building constructed in 1907, containing approximately 8,200 square feet of gross living and commercial space, and is located on a 7,904 square foot lot and is zoned Business A. The property has three floors, contains approximately two commercial units on the ground floor, and four residential units on the second and third floors. The assessed value, $301,600. City seeking minimum bids of $1,000. The minimum bid was set taking into consideration the extensive renovation work necessary to rehab the property. These proposals due by July 21 at 2 p.m. As part of its efforts to provide safe, reliable service while being responsible environmental stewards, Eversource's yearly turtle protection program, dubbed Turtlepalooza, is a comprehensive program designed to train the energy company's crews in locating and protecting endangered turtles living in the company's transmission rights of way. The event returned to Agawam for a full day of training with wildlife experts on how to spot, track, and move endangered turtles safely a few hundred feet away from the area where they are working, as well as some help from a specially trained turtle-sniffing dog. Dozens of contractors and Eversource employees joined experts from the Massachusetts Division of Fisheries and Wildlife and learned to track painted eastern box and wood turtles that are especially fond of the clearings under Eversource's electrical equipment as a habitat to live and breed. 20 turtles were located in the right-of-way in about an hour. Yes, folks, it is Eversource's Turtlepalooza. Springfield Police Department's traffic unit seeking the public's help for information related to two recent hit-and-run crashes. At approximately 2:40 a.m. Saturday, May 28, officers responded to the 500 block of Main Street in the South End for a pedestrian being struck by two vehicles. The adult male pedestrian suffered serious injuries. The second operator involved has been identified. Police are seeking your help with any information that can help investigators locate a believed to be white sedan involved or the driver of that first vehicle that struck the pedestrian and drove off. The traffic unit is also seeking the public's help to identify the rider or motorcycle dirt bike involved in a hit-and-run crash that seriously injured a juvenile pedestrian Friday, May 20, around 5:15 p.m. So if you have any information on either of these hit-and-run crashes, please call the traffic unit. That number in 413 area is 787-6330. Or anonymously text a tip. You can text CRIMES, which is 274-637. Type SOLVE and your tip. Well, here's a Pioneer Valley Radio Save the Date. Everyone invited to this community-wide celebration of Pinchon Park installation artists with family-friendly activities, music, stilt dancers, and more. The Pride Parade ends at Court Square, and there will be a short one-block walkway celebrating at Pinchon Park from 2 to 4 p.m. Walk over from Court Square and join in the fun. Meet and greet with installation artists. Magic show by Scotty Swan's Urban Wizards Academy. Musicians from Community Music School of Springfield. Demonstrations of the Spark installed sound sculpture video by GRNSX Videography. Enjoy your downtown Springfield Cultural District all day free. Everyone is welcome. Pinchon Park Plaza between Dwight and Chestnut Streets, one block from Court Square, downtown Springfield, Mass. Care for some asparagus? Once known as the asparagus capital of the world, Western Mass is still home to hundreds of working farms and many more locally owned restaurants and breweries. Well, this June, New England Public Media celebrates the spirit, or perhaps spear it, get it, of the local movement with the return of its Asparagus Festival, intended to celebrate all things local and agricultural. NEPM's 8th Asparagus Festival will be Saturday, June 4, on the Hadley Town Common from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. The NEPM Asparagus Festival is free and open to the public. Donations are accepted, which will directly benefit public media throughout Western New England region. And if you'd like more information, it is available to you at nepm.org/asparagus. Four, golfers, both avid and novice, will play a round of golf in support of the spirit of Springfield, and five local mayors will putt it out for bragging rights and the coveted Mayor's Cup. The Fun Golfers starts at 9:30 a.m. Friday, tomorrow, June 3, at Franconia Golf Course. Agawam Mayor Bill Cipelli will do his best to hold on to the Mayor's Cup that he earned at the 2021 Spirit of Springfield Golf Classic. Now, he'll be challenged by Springfield Mayor Dom Sarno, Westfield Mayor Bill Reichelt, Chicopee Mayor John Vio, and Westfield Mayor Michael McCabe. At 10 a.m., 120 golfers will zip across the course to their assigned tee. From there, they will compete for the lowest team score. They might use a few mulligans and take advantage of the air cannon. They will compete for closest to the pin, longest drive, and a chance to win a custom burned barrel fire pit from NEPM and a $25,000 prize for a hole-in-one from Gleason Jondro Landscaping. Now, funds raised at the tourney will be used to support the Spirit of Springfield's mission to bring the community together in celebration with events that include the largest pancake breakfast, the Star Spangled Springfield, and, of course, Springfield's September 11 ceremony and Bright Nights at Forest Park. Well, I think that's a fairly full docket for today, Thursday, June 2, 2022. I hope you'll be with us again for our Friday program, which will be up online tomorrow and available to you day and night on demand. I'll be with you at that time. Take care and have a great day. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.